What South African women are getting right about retirement? Paul Mafisa, Business Development Manager at ASI Financial Services. Traditionally, the financial industry highlights that South African women retire with roughly 21% less in pension and provident fund savings than men, according to data. While this is often presented as a warning, we see it as an opportunity to look closer. When examining how women actually manage their resources, plan for the future, and build something to pass on, a story of resilience, adaptability, and strong financial acumen emerges. At ASI Financial Services, we believe it's important to acknowledge what the data actually says. Women consistently demonstrate disciplined, intentional, long-term thinking, often in the face of significant financial challenges. That discipline is about more than any single balance sheet. It's about the science behind good decisions, the transformation still underway in who gets to make them, and the legacy those decisions leave behind. Real discipline, clearly visible in the data. Women often play the long game. Industry benchmarks reveal that under market stress, women are less likely to make impulsive portfolio changes. In fact, research shows that women are 1.2 times more likely to top up contributions above the employer default rate. This steadiness under pressure yields significant long-term benefits. They also plan further ahead. With longer life expectancy, many women actively put legal and financial frameworks in place, such as living wills, trusts, and other structures to ensure stability later in life. Risk management is another area where women's instincts align with financial best practices. From age 55 onward, many shift into conservatively managed balanced funds, protecting capital at the exact stage when downturns could have the greatest impact on their future. And when immediate family needs compete with long-term savings, women often make difficult but intentional choices, directing resources toward education. These decisions reflect a legacy-oriented mindset, ensuring that financial planning benefits more than one generation. The science behind the discipline. Behavioral finance explains why these patterns matter. Steadier, less reactive decision-making under uncertainty tends to outperform frequent intervention over long horizons. Preserving capital later in life aligns perfectly with the science of sequencing risk losses late in a savings journey do disproportionately more damage. These behaviors are not soft traits. They are documented markers of disciplined, long-horizon investing, consistently demonstrated by women across career stages and market cycles. Why the gap persists? Despite these behavioral strengths, women still face severe systemic barriers. Research shows that South African women earn around 24% less than men. On average, earning 76 cents for every R1 men earn, a disparity that widens to 39% among older women. Furthermore, according to Statistics South Africa's household survey data, 43.4% of children live only with their mothers, placing a heavy, unequal caregiving and financial burden on women. Caregiving responsibilities frequently interrupt contribution patterns. Even the strongest savings habits must contend with a smaller, sometimes interrupted, financial base. This retirement gap reflects the broader socioeconomic context rather than individual judgment, which is why the fix must happen at the structural level, not just by lecturing the saver. Transformation, a system still catching up. South Africa's financial system was not originally built for women to participate independently. For much of the 20th century, married women's legal capacity to manage money, own property, or access credit without a husband's consent was heavily restricted. Those legal reforms are relatively recent, well within living memory for many women managing retirement savings today. That history still echoes in retirement products calibrated to uninterrupted, male-shaped career paths and advice models that don't account for extended caregiving leave. Transformation, in financial services, is the ongoing work of redesigning the system so women succeed because of the architecture, not despite it. Much of women's financial behavior is oriented toward legacy, directing resources toward education, putting legal frameworks in place, protecting capital to pass on. This instinct echoes the 1956 march, building toward a future not fully seen but deeply intended. What this means for employers and the industry. ASI Financial Services urges employers and fund administrators to build retirement frameworks that reflect the financial competence already on display. Smarter defaults. Auto-increase contributions during early career years, when women are most likely to opt in. Caregiving-aware design. Build in top-up or preservation mechanisms during maternity leave and caregiving gaps to mitigate the impacts of unpaid care work highlighted by the Women's Report. Holistic advice. Move beyond one-size-fits-all products toward comprehensive advice that accounts for dependents, single-income households, longevity, and legacy planning. South African women are not behind on retirement planning capability. They are managing constrained resources with discipline that behavioral science recognizes as highly sound, inside a system that structural transformation has only partly reached, in service of a legacy that extends well beyond their own retirement date. Ends. Author at Paul Mafisa, ASI Financial Services plus posts bio share on your socials.